last night I got invited to something that I had zero details on because, you know, like I've said on this show before, I'll go to the opening of an envelope.
True. I reckon you were probably sent details. You didn't read them because that's normally what happens.
That's exactly what happened.
Yep.
So on the way there, I said to my friend in the car, hey, what's this thing you're taking me to?
Yeah. And why am I wearing scuba diving gear?
And she said, you'll find out when we get there. Oh. But I think it's something you're going to love.
Ominous.
And I was like, well, I'll be the judge of that. And so will my facial expressions.
Yep.
And let me tell you, the second that someone took to the stage and I heard the dial-up internet connection sound.
Oh, God, this is taking me back in a bad way.
And they said, tonight, we are going to be taking you back to the 90s and the Y2K. I thought, hoo-hoo-hoo. My shoulders instantly relaxed. I was disarmed.
Oh, I'll turn this off.
And
this
I was ready for it.
Yep.
Because then what proceeded was a bunch of women putting on the most epic show I've ever seen. So at one point, these women took to the stage as the Backstreet Boys. Everybody. Yeah. Rock your body. Yeah.
I didn't realize there was a goat on stage.
But then, so I'm instantly like, oh my God, I'm loving it. They're wearing the white singlets. They're thrusting and pointing at us. I'm losing my mind.
Okay.
And then in the middle, this girl brings out a chair, places it on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And then she whips out something from behind her back and the whole crowd went wild, including myself. The nostalgia. Ooh! Do you know what she pulled out?
God, for the 8 o'clock, I hope it's something appropriate.
Well,
a dictionary
kind
or something.
She pulled out a 2003 edition of Dolly magazine. And then she sat there and she read to us Dolly Doctor.
Of course she did.
And let me tell you, I forgot how unhinged
it is.
And it actually explains a lot about some of my body hang-ups. But
yes,
I just could not believe how this show fulfilled a need in me that I didn't know that I had. It just, like, she pulled out an old Nokia phone that we used to text on. And I realized how much I missed that period of my life. Like, I didn't have bills. I was carefree. I was just happy to live. In fact, I never wanted the show to end. I wanted to stay there. I wanted to stay in my teenage dream. And then when it was over, I just sat there staring and realized that the mortgage is due and the bills are due and someone's got to feed the dogs when I get home.
Russell normally.
Yeah, normally Russell. Thank God for Russ.
Just to clarify that.
But yeah, anyway, I wasn't the only one in that audience that realized that being an adult sucks. That was my takeaway from the show. As much as it built me up, I was pretty quick to go back down to earth. Take me back, I say. Take me back to dial-up internet when that was the worst problem we had waiting for that thing to load. It was very frustrating, though. I'm glad we progressed with the Wi-Fi situation.
What a sad thing to talk about on air.
What do you mean?
So positive,
I was happy. It was positive. It was a great show.
Also, why did you tell me to put this song on the button bar?
Because the show was Y2K, right? So yeah. We started in the 90s. We started with the dial-up internet, the Dolly Doctor.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is brilliant. I was loving every second. And just when I thought it couldn't get any better, five women walk out in bald caps, dressed as Pitbull.
Okay, all right.
And dance to this, and that was the closing number. I was on my feet! All the day. Anyway, they're called Yuck Circus if you want to go and see them. It is a great time.
Yep.